Brian Kolb is the leader of the Assembly Republicans. They hold less than one-third of the total 150 seats in the Assembly. But the Assembly Minority Leader says that shouldn't matter when it comes to putting bills on the floor or attending budget meetings. He says his members represent 5 million people. Senate Democrats, who are in the minority in that House, have a total of 8 million constituents. Yet minority leaders are left out of the closed-door budget meetings with the governor, known around the Capitol as three men in a room. Kolb says that must change.
End the three men in the room now. That would be at least one signal that status quo is going to change.
Governor Cuomo has often tried to use the three men in a room budget meetings as a symbol of good-natured decision-making. In his State of the State speeches, he's jokingly displayed a photoshopped image of himself and the two then-majority party legislative leaders, Speaker Sheldon Silver and Senate Leader Dean Skelos, as ship captains and, most recently, in sombreros.
And this year we're going to be our own version of the Three Amigos. A little different than the past, but the same basic idea.
The very next day, former Speaker Silver was arrested on multiple corruption charges. By the end of the year, Silver and former Senate Leader Skelos had been convicted of numerous felonies. Minority Leader Kolb says that's all the more reason to open up the decision-making process.
Three amigos, guys in the boats. Really? Well, two of those people aren't here any longer, and there's a reason why.
The U.S. attorney who successfully brought the cases against Silver and Skelos, Preet Bharara, has said that the practice is undemocratic, and he's mocked three men in a room in a 2015 speech at New York University where he compared it to a sitcom.
Coming up after Happy Days, it's three men in a room. Or like it's a hijinks comic movie involving a baby with Ted Danson and Tom Selleck and Steve Guttenberg changing diapers, or maybe, I don't know, the Three Amigos.
It's up to Governor Cuomo ultimately to decide who he lets into the budget meetings. But Assembly Democrats can change their practices to allow minority members more power sharing. Republicans are asking that if a numerical majority of Assembly members support a bill, it should be voted on. Kolb says too often those bills get bottled up in committees controlled by the Democrats.
The Assembly Democrats hold an overwhelming number of Republican bills at the committee level, so they don't even get a fair hearing, a fair debate, a fair vote on the floor of the legislature. How is that democracy?
Republicans attempted to bring the reform agenda, which includes term limits and a bill to allow initiative and referendum votes, to the Assembly floor.
Are there any other votes?
But they were defeated along party lines.
Announce the results.
Ayes 42, noes 94.
The resolution is lost.
Assembly Majority Leader Joe Morelli says there are technical problems with the GOP's bills. Plus, he says they go against the chamber's traditional practices.
Any changes which would lead away from majority rule to an inappropriate, in my view, balance which empowers essentially minority rule would not be appropriate. And I think these resolutions do that and would urge their defeat, Mr. Speaker.
But there is some hope for the Republicans that the Assembly might change. Speaker Hastie has convened a working group that will soon recommend reforms, and a spokesman says the Speaker takes very seriously the need for transparency and openness. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.